What are the currently approved biosimilars and how are they being utilized right now?
Well, most of the approved biosimilars right now are essentially drugs that are G-CSF equivalents, that basically are supportive care or erythropoietin equivalents that are used to raise either the red cell count or the white cell count. There is a trastuzumab equivalent that's out there, and we're hoping that there soon will be an equivalent for rituximab, a biosimilar. But we are way behind than what the Europeans are at. The Europeans have been doing biosimilars for a lot longer, and they have dozens and dozens of products approved. I would just summarize by saying that there are several options right now for approved biosimilars that are used for supportive care in cancer, especially for combating neutropenia and anemia. In the therapeutic arena, it's just beginning, and I think, they're being accepted, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. This is going to open up the floodgates. Now that the first few drugs are approved, we're going to see more and more drugs being approved. In fact, I've seen a trend where many larger pharmaceutical companies are acquiring the smaller biosimilar companies and incorporating them into the bigger structure. So they're making both the reference product and the biosimilar when it goes off patent. So it's right now mostly supportive care.